Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a new episode of Super Smash Podcast. I am your host, Shadow EX, and I hopefully have the guest that signed up here today. Who do we got here? Who is with me right now? Is that you, Game & Watch?
Game & Watch is here.
Okay, we got yes. Game & Watch, and we have Cash Key, correct?
Correct. Some of you can hear me.
Good. Excellent. All right, so we're just going to jump right into this. No new updates or news on the website so far. I will just add the newspaper. Do we know what's going on with the Life and Times newspaper thing? Because no one has yet to sign up for that.
I have not been able to work on it. Things have been hectic.
I see. All right. I don't think anyone else has interest in it, so I am just going to make one copy of that newspaper for April 1st and see how well it goes, and if it doesn't go super well, then I'm just not going to bother with it. Let's see, we also have some new members, correct? Game & Watch, do you want to tell us who they are and let everyone know who's new?
New members? Okay,
yeah. Yeah, getting ads.
Amy Rose.
Amy Rose! All right, who else?
Amy Rose.
Her name in the C-Box is Shining, I believe.
Awesome. That's great news. It's always good to have new members. We also have another one called Madowara. Does anyone know Madowara?
He hasn't shown his face in any way, shape, or form.
I see. Well, I will just say welcome to the new members. It's great to have you. I hope you guys enjoy the site. If you didn't know we have a radio show, now you do. And you're welcome to call and be a guest anytime you'd like. We also have some news about you, Cash Key. You were going to take a leave of absence, but then all of a sudden you're back now. So the whole thread was pointless. So can you explain more about that?
Well, I'm kind of behind in school. So my dad sent me up with a laptop, which I normally don't have with me. And so for the first time ever, I have internet access up at my mother's.
All right, that sounds good. Good thing you informed us all of that. Okay, I think that does it for the news here. The Banjo-Kazooie and Firebrand thread is coming to an end, so everyone should definitely check that out, because it's going to be a really cool finish. It looked like it was a lot of fun to do that topic, so good job to all competitors and best of luck. I don't know what you're talking about. Banjo-Kazooie was in it with Firebrand, so.
Oh, Banjo, freaking liar.
All right, so we're going to do something a little different here. Now, I understand there are some concerns with classic mode. So talking to Seal Mira about this and really understanding exactly what she means, I kind of agree. So I would like your guys' opinion on this. This has nothing to do with Quote and his desire to be Sagata. That's all well and good. I really could care less. It's more so about the mode itself. Now, she brings up some very good points that you guys should definitely listen in on. Now, I'm not going to read her whole message. I'm just going to read her main points here because I actually agree with them. I think they're very good points, and we could definitely talk more about it. But basically, we all know classic mode doesn't affect the main forum. However, we also understand that we're seeing a pattern where people are actually using classic mode and paying more attention to that than the missions themselves. And it is very unfortunate, but it is also very true. I mean, that's her first point, because I've looked at some mission topics and I've seen that a lot of people aren't posting in them. Instead, they'd rather make new characters in classic mode or new characters in general and just let the mission kind of stall, which is really unsettling, especially since we should have been done, or close to done, with the infected plot by now. She also mentions that it is a fast track to get items. It's a fast track to do everything you can do on Lee, except a faster way in classic mode, which is also true. And I tend to agree with that, because it is kind of taking the attention away from the main aspect of the forum. So first, we're going to go one by one here. Please, no interruptions from any of us. So Game & Watch, go first. What do you think about this?
I do agree that it does seem to be detracting a lot. Because, like, yeah, myself, well, yes, I do see the advantage of classic mode. Like, the fact that I can test things out with certain things and then use characters I wouldn't use normally. But also the fact that the importance of it if it's not going to be a main in the plot, so yeah, that's sort of my feeling about it.
So you are agreeing and saying that it does kind of slow down mission progress and affect the main forum in some way. Is that correct, Game & Watch?
Items, considering that, just take a look at mission where they have to go through like 8 trials,
right?
Which is going to take forever.
that is true. Okay. All right. Well, then that sounds like an agreement to me. So, Kashki, what do you think?
I'm going to remain impartial on this one because,
no,
frankly,
you can't.
Nope.
You got to say your opinion. We're not going to chew you out.
I can't give an opinion because I have not seen it. I still do not have access to classic mode. I'm stuck over here at 80
right.
posts.
That's right. You don't have access to classic mode at
so
all.
So I can't give an opinion without being biased. So I'm going to remain impartial
true.
On this one.
That's very true. Okay, well, I guess I'll wait on your answer for that until you actually have the ability to see it. It looks like Game & Watch just dropped his call, or his call got dropped somehow. He'll be back. But
it was running slow on my end, so I can see why.
Yeah, but really, she does have some good points, you know. She also pointed out to me that I didn't make it very clear in the classic mode rules that you can only be still Nintendo Universe-based characters, and I did edit the rules to make more sense. And whether or not Sagata was in the Nintendo Universe or not, I still would have approved it because it was my bad for not making that clear. However, besides that, classic mode is kind of a distraction. Just to give you an idea of what it is, Kashki. So basically, it's a mode that lets you do stages of things, just like the classic mode on
I have
the video
a general
game.
Idea on what classic mode is, because I had access to the staff thread on it, being a team. I have an idea as to what it is, I just haven't been able to see what's actually going on in it.
Go right over there.
Yes. All right. So, I mean, you definitely have an idea. That's good. Yeah, it's just like the classic mode in the games. It's just I'm giving people more freedom because my standpoint on making classic mode was to not only allow people to have more fun, but to also allow an alternative to give people a break from posting. But instead of giving people a break from posting in the Lee section of the forum, it's actually taking away everyone's attention on the Lee section of the forum involved in classic mode and putting it in only that mode. Now, some would probably argue that it's the amount, how so many people have so many characters that might pose a problem or part of the problem, but really it's more so the fact that classic mode itself is more demanding because it does have stages and it does require a little bit more focus than other topics on Lee.
I'd like to throw something in there.
Go ahead.
Something similar had to win happened on another site I used to be a member of called Sonic Cyclone. A thing happened there where they added in an Arena of Doom type thing where nothing there was canon and it was just there for fighting and all that.
Right.
For a good long while there, it really did take away attention, but the attention to classic mode will die out as it did with the out-of-character Arena of Doom on Sonic Cyclone. I can guarantee you that, but until then, we definitely should probably give it a little bit of attention. But it will die out, I can guarantee you. I have seen it happen with similar things.
Okay. Game & Watch, are you back with us?
Yes. I thought you needed myself closer to the router. I like the connection better. Turns out not really. Anyway.
Well, you're here.
I
that's good. You're still...
I do agree that eventually people might become unpopular.
Game & Watch, you are cutting out really bad, my friend. I can't really hear you.
I can barely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we
can't barely understand what you're saying.
Let me try something. Let me try muting your mic and then unmuting you, Game & Watch.
Oh, you don't.
Okay, start talking, Game & Watch. Say what you just said.
Oh, darn it, you have to make me think about what I just said.
We can hear you now.
Oh, you definitely
go ahead.
Sound
say it again.
Better.
Okay. What I said before was, I do see what Kashki is saying, because I do see that classic mode is dropping in popularity as is, so it'll just be a matter of time. I do agree with that.
Right, and it is, because ultimately, it is kind of controlled by battle moderators, too. And it comes to a point where if another topic is made, I know I'm not going to be able to handle another classic mode topic. I don't think you are either, Game & Watch. So, I mean, it's going to come to a point where people are going to make sign-up topics for it, and no one's going to jump in to moderate it. Because, really, there's just a lot of it going on right now, and it's just becoming too extreme to actually deal with when we, as moderators and staff, also have life itself to deal with. And that is always going to be the priority. But really, to further Seal Mira's point, she also goes on to say that even though I stated in the rules, you can be the same character as your Lee character. Like, if you wanted to be Shadow, you could be Shadow in classic mode, and someone else could even app Shadow too. And you could be the same character someone else is if you really wanted. And Seal Mira
that
would
be interesting.
Kind of,
clone battle.
Right, and me and Seal Mira were talking about that, too. That is kind of awkward. And it also kind of still, you're kind of still saying that way, hey, I can have as many characters as I want, so I'm going to take all of these character reps so no one else can take them in classic mode and just use them. So it's kind of still that logic of I'm making a bunch of characters and I'm going to hold on to them kind of thing. But it's not entirely wrong because people can use the same character and app the exact same character if they really wanted to. But... She does make sense in terms of it being kind of strange and not making a whole lot of logical sense to do that, but it is more of like a freeing thing to do. So I'm kind of thinking that maybe classic mode should, we should encourage people to just focus on Lee and not classic mode and just kind of let classic mode take the slowdowns and the stalls, not the mission topics. And everyone listening now should really focus on your mission topics, because I'm looking at them right now, actually looking, and there are so many that are stalling and so slow, because the pattern I'm seeing is people would rather just make a new character than finish out their topics. And it's really frustrating as someone who's battle modding a bunch of topics right now and in topics to see that happen. I can't think of another reason why it's happening other than no motivation, but that again ties in with maybe if I make a new character, I'll be motivated. But there has to be another way. What do you think, Kashki, since you're now next in line on my call list?
Well, this is kind of a hard one. I think part of the problem is people think that making a new character will get their muse flowing again, when in all actuality, that's not the case. I can guarantee this as well from, again, being on another site. For a while there, I was trying to get back active again, and I was like, maybe if I just make a new character, or my muse will be flowing again, I'll be able to post a photo of him. That's not the case, guys. You'll just be even more bogged down on both of them, and you will be stressed beyond all belief. I can guarantee you.
And this, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is coming from a guy who once agreed with that, and now he's disagreeing with the whole that it doesn't work.
Yeah,
so,
you are
see,
correct.
See how that works.
Guy
yeah.
At one point agreed, and now completely disagreed.
Because, you know, from experience now, right? And
yes, from experience.
Correct. And Game & Watch, what do
In
you
fact,
think?
In fact, I even dropped
oh,
that
go
character,
ahead.
And I was able to get back to being active on the site.
Yeah, see, it's never a bad idea to drop characters, guys. I gave away Dark Link. If you'd like to give away a character, I'm sure that's okay, too, as long as the person can handle it. So, Game & Watch, what do you think about that?
And frankly, I'm having fun with Dark Link.
There you go.
I agree to a certain extent with Kashki, but, like, people get me from different things as the way I've seen it, because I've also had plenty of experience role-playing myself. But what I find works is actually you just stop caring about the plots and you just go like, which if you ever read the more solid make going on between me and quote, that had a point where I was like, I'm so bogged down by so stupid and silly. So I did, and then it was just like, oh. Now I just want to do everything.
So basically what you're saying is encourage people who have that itch to make another character instead of post to make their own mission topics and join other topics that aren't exactly connected to the plot.
But I think that we should probably promote people doing non-mission topics so that, like, it's not always everybody doing missions. They can do role-play stuff where they're just talking with other people and getting to know other characters and
right, and I completely agree with that. You know, I strongly encourage people to do that. You know, if you're sick of the missions or if you don't like the missions or the way they're going, then make your own topic, and it doesn't have to be a mission topic. It can be a just for fun topic. There's an open RP section, an open roleplay section on the forum that nobody ever uses. And if you want to be Master Chief, that's the forum to do it, because it states in the forum description, you can be anyone outside of the Nintendo universe and do roleplays outside of the Nintendo universe in that section of the forum. And people keep arguing with me about why can't I be who I want to be. Well, there is a section in the forum right there that has been there since day one that you can utilize and use to be whoever you want. If you want to be Master Chief or Sexy Donkey Kong, go ahead, be it in that section of the forum. But people keep forgetting about it, and I keep having to repeat myself. There is a section of the forum to use to be whoever you want. So please, I beg of you, use it and stop arguing about things when it's right there. If you have an itch to be a character that's not Nintendo, use that forum. Am I right here, guys?
Yes.
I didn't know that existed. I haven't seen it.
Are you... Okay. I don't know how... I will paste that link in the next radio show, or when I post this radio show link and complete this radio show, I will paste that link into the radio show topic, and people can see it. because it's in the out of character section under free RP. Right there. It's a category. No posts have been made on this board. Here you may RP freely with other characters, either in your own personal role-playing stories outside of SSB Lee universe, or simply RP within the SSB Lee universe with others for fun at any location on the planet. Note, these RPs do not count in the story, so you can RP whatever the heck you want right there, and no one ever does it. So, and I believe it's still, if you post there, it still adds to your coin count, so it's not like you're doing it for no reason. Exactly. So I encourage people to use it. If I have to make a topic there myself and encourage people to use it, I will. I really don't mind that. But it exists. It's there for a reason. Exactly. Thank you, Seal Mira, for posting that in the shout box.
I can't see it right now because my computer sucks and I am the only thing it can run is Skype.
Well, like I said, I'll make a link there. But Game & Watch, I'm still baffled why people just still aren't understanding that part of the forum is for that reason. I don't know.
I don't think most people know about it, just like Cash Key. Just nobody knows
it. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know about it until just now. I was like, wait, that exists?
Yes, it does.
Am I?
And brain death. I will link that in the next radio show topic after we're done here. Trust me. Okay. But aside from that, I just wanted to really get your opinions on classic mode and everything. So now let's go to the solution. So what should we do about classic mode right now to make it less of a focus? Because for me, what my solution is, just encourage other people to focus on the missions. And doing the radio show, stating that right now is one way to do it. But maybe I have to edit something else. I don't know. But what do you think, Kashki?
I agree with that, but something else I'd like to throw in the mix is add into the description of the classic mode area. Try to be less active on this, please, just because it's been so crazy.
I can do that.
Like, just kind of add it in somewhere at the end. This has been kind of crazy. Can we try and be less focused on this and more focused on the actual plot, the story, and all that?
Okay, all good points. And Game & Watch, what do you think about that?
I would say maybe limitations about how many topics a certain member can join.
So, meaning increase the post count for classic mode?
No. Certain member can only be classic mode topics.
Say that again. We lost you there for a second.
Oh. He basically said to make it so only a character can only be in so many classic mode topics.
Oh,
members.
Yes.
Members.
Okay,
excuse me.
I can do that. I'm trying to figure out how to word that exactly. So maybe I would state in the classic rules, members, not characters, can only be in no more than two classic mode topics at a time, because I just went with the basic rules on Lee 3, but I can change that to 2 or 1 even, if that you think that'll work, but I just don't know if it will.
I recommend bringing it down to 2.
2? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Things will definitely time down then.
Now, they could just make a new character and just do a whole nother one. So, should I maybe add, like, a limit of certain amount of characters you can be as well?
Nah.
That doesn't make sense, considering a specific member can only be in so many.
Okay, well, I mean, now I'm kind of trying to understand. So, first it was, like, bring it down to 2 classic mode topics at most, but then how am I going to make it so only specific members can, because then it wouldn't be fair, would it?
No. I'm saying members can only be in 2 at a time.
Oh yes, no, you're right. So it doesn't matter about the how many characters they make. Okay, then I'm just going to leave
that
rule in. Okay, that makes sense. All right, I am down to do that, and I can edit that in. Game & Watch, you agree with that? All right, then I think that's a great idea, and that'll be edited in right afterwards. Okay, so another thing I wanted to squeeze in. So Game & Watch, I sent you a private message about Shields. Remember that?
Yes.
And
about what?
I just shield use, bubble shield use, because I didn't make it very clear in the rules how that works, and I'm noticing that it's kind of just getting a little crazy in there, in that kind of area. So basically,
I haven't used bubble shield once.
I mean, not everyone uses it because they'd rather, you know, use their
when a
dodge,
bubble shield suddenly pops in my opinion, it'd just kind of be out of nowhere, and I really feel a bubble shield would just kind of ruin the theme of the whole thing, so I leave bubble shields out.
Right, but PMing Game & Watch about it, we kind of talked about it, and basically how we want to make it is so that on certain rolls, depending on your constitution modifier, it can only take so many rolls. Like, if it's a high roll, maybe it can only take one 20 roll before the shield breaks. And if it's a higher constitution, maybe it can take two of that. But basically, we are going to include it more in detail in the rules. But I just wanted you to reiterate exactly what it is we should do, Game & Watch.
Real quick, might I throw in? Making it so the shield breaks faster on a higher roll really doesn't make sense. It seems like you're punishing someone for getting lucky, at least in my eyes.
No, it's kind of hard to explain. Game & Watch, can you explain it better than I can, probably?
I don't know if I can, but I'll try to explain something. All right. So I was.
Yes, because I can't find her PM about this right now.
Okay.
Rob Lord.
All right. So
I know it was
my idea. What?
Go ahead.
I can't find your message about the parties.
I can't find it either. I don't know what happened.
You're
to
both scrubbed.
Yes. But can you remember any of it?
I found it.
There it is.
What I said was,
how did you suddenly find it the exact same time?
Rolls of 16 to 19. Oh, wait, no, that was something else. Never mind.
Oh, my.
I was thinking something more along the lines of a shield can only last consecutively, plus an extra turn if they have plus one turn. If it is used for their limited amount of turns, it will break, but if they choose not to use it the next turn, it will charge back. If it is hit by a 20 or higher, it breaks instantly.
Right.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah, so does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, so Game & Watch, can you resend me that private message, please, so I can finally edit that in the rules after this? But yeah, it's basically what we noticed is that the shields are just very not explained well, and so we are going to try and fix that so it is explained better. And once
it's
I get that private message again,
more people use it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna explain it better in the rules so more people can use your shield, because if you want to, you could make a character with high constitution instead of high dexterity if you really wanted. Like, if it was a bigger character like King DDD, maybe his dexterity would suck and his constitution would be great, and the shield would take more hits. So it just depends on how you want to do it.
Yeah, I have a tendency to make the make the tankier characters be less agile.
Right.
Let's face it, if you're a freaking tank, you're going to be slow.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the character choice and how you want to do it. really, that's what it boils down to. But ultimately, no matter what character you make, there should be a stat in there that makes it fair for you to be universal in all situations. But again, that's up to the creator and how they want to do it. But if it's a character like King DDD or something, and you want to make it realistic, understand that you will have to sacrifice something else and test the waters and see how this character can be universal. Use Constitution or use your shield if your dodge sucks, you know? I forgot that myself, you know? People forget things like that, that there are other stats for reasons, for good reasons. So
They're there for a reason. Whether or not they're good or bad is meaningless.
Yes, and so to everyone who's just listening in right now, I'm joined by Kashki and Game & Watch, and we have just finished discussing classic mode and how to use shields and how to fix that so it makes more sense. Next, we are going to go on with the outline here. How are topics and missions going right now, Kashki? Have you noticed any increase in activity or any interesting things going on right now in your topics?
Well, interesting thing that happened recently in Polar Star's quotes, fighting the Overlord thread, the Prinnies got freaking slaughtered, man. Seriously, there were like 10 of them. We reduced them to one in a course of a single round.
Well, that's good. That just means that you guys have really good teamwork skills, I guess. I don't know.
We weren't working together in the slightest. In fact, our characters hate to despise each other currently.
Okay, then you got good roles. That's the only other solution there. But as
and
long
we
as you
avoided their number one weakness, they are extremely unstable and explode from a numerous number of things, even being thrown.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you guys are enjoying yourselves there, so that's good. Is there any concerns you have about the current missions or topics right now, or no?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Nah.
Game & Watch, what about you? Are you all good there?
Everything's really good.
Yeah? Seems like people are doing okay in that situation. Good. Okay, so...
Hang on.
Now, I think we can move on to the next segment of the awesome show here. I think we all know what that is.
Super special awesome show.
Or maybe not. It is...
My little brother just interrupted me. I hate him.
I beat him up.
Hey, Game & Watch, can you link the character battle wheel in the shout box again for me?
In the shout box?
Yeah, so I can just click it real fast, the character battle wheel.
I've
never been involved in any of these, actually.
I think you actually posted it on an old radio topic.
I think
radio
show
topic.
The outdated version.
Let's
you linked
see.
It in the last one, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
Oh, I found it. Never mind. All right. So it's time for the Dream Character Battles. Here we go.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm in the wheel, and
I can barely hear you!
And who's it gonna be? Let's see. Who are we gonna root? The first character will be... Dante! My Polar Star quote, it's Dante. And who is Dante going up against? Vector the Crocodile! All right, everyone. So let's go to the character profiles and check them out. So everyone, click Dante and Vector, and let's put them side by side. Let's pit them off against each other, and let's see who exactly is going to win this battle.
Give me a second. I got to pull up Firefox.
First of all, we already know Dante is extremely powerful, and he has a no BS attitude. He is incredibly careless about good and evil. He's kind of in between, I guess. And he really just likes kicking butt and taking names. Now, Vector the Crocodile is more laid back.
So go kill someone for the sake of killing them.
Yes. And Dante is just, he's a killer. He is bad. He is just a bad boy, you know? And some people like that.
Bad boy,
but
bad boy.
Oh, Vector, Vector is laid back, he's silly, and he just, he's also kind of is on the good side. He's more good than evil.
Never turn to work that pain.
And final smashes, Vector's final smash, Feral Song. Vector tosses a multitude of walkie-talkies around the arena that are linked to his microphone and set on maximum volume. He pulls out said microphone and releases the worst series of notes that any ear has ever heard that can possibly cause hearing loss for a limited amount of time. 2 to 3 posed, and it also affects androids and robots. Needless to say, it can also damage his enemies like Bad Note does. And if we look at Dante's final smash, which is, I'm sure, really powerful.
That's cruel,
double trigger.
And unusual.
He creates runes around him, that, and he begins to chant, and he transforms into his double trigger form, making him match the appearance of a double as his theme takes over the chorus. The transformation lasts 3 turns, and it gives him a super boost to his stats. +3 to every one of his roll modifiers. Yes, even charisma. The double trigger also gives them the ability to fly and glide across water, among other things. It should be noted that transformations into the double trigger itself releases a demonic energy burst that deals damage. Also to note, the double trigger form does recover vitality that is lost while in the double trigger form. So if Dante's at 20% health before his transformation, he can't recover the 20, but any health he loses while in his double trigger form will recover a 5% per turn rate. However, once he is transformed out of the form, he has a turn of exhaust and weakness, making all his modifiers -1 before returning to normal. So, ouch! Dante's final smash of those sounds really cool and very powerful.
But it hurts him afterwards for a moment.
Yes, it does set him back quite a bit. And Vector the Crocodile is just kind of, I'm throwing a bunch of walkie-talkies at you, and you are all going to die from sound. So, really, you know,
you are going to die by my awful singing.
They're both quite interesting, and most of Vector's attacks are notes and, you know, sound-based. He does have bites and cartwheels and alligator stuff, or crocodile stuff, whatever. And Dante's, like, sword slashes and guns and strange electric guitar things. So it's, that's actually interesting, electric guitar versus Vector sound stuff. They could make a band. They could make a band. You know, why not? So,
yeah,
who
that wouldn't chaotic. Go well. They already tried that freaking in, he already tried that with the chaotic. It didn't work.
Right. But, you know, it could work. You never know. But who do you think would win? Okay, fine. Well, who do you think would win, Kashki?
This is a hard one. But I'm
then let the then let this music help you decide.
I'm honestly thinking Dante. Vector, yeah, kind of. From what little I know about him from Sonic Heroes, I still haven't been able to pull up the app. He relies more on teamwork than Dante. Dante is a lone wolf. But. From what I know, here's the app, finally. Well, Vector has to rely on his team. But in a regular fight, it would just be him versus Dante. I honestly think that would be his number one downfall.
Yes, but he is a talking crocodile. What more could you want?
A talking crocodile with swords and machine guns.
And if we look at their stats, they really aren't that far apart. Dante has 13 strength. Vector has 14. Vector has 8 dexterity. Dante has 14. Vector has 10 wisdom. Dante has 10 wisdom. Vector has 15 intelligence. Dante has 10 intelligence. Vector has 14 charisma. Dante has 15. Vector has 10 constitution. Dante has 8. So it's really very similar, very close there. But I personally think that I'm going to have to go with Vector, mainly because he doesn't have as many negative modifiers. Well, neither does Dante. Yeah, that is a definitely a hard one. All right, I'll go with Dante then, because his attacks look like they are described to do more damage than Vector's attacks. And Vector might not know how to handle a guy who's a half-demon. So I think that's a little out of his jurisdiction of being part of Team Chaotix, just a little bit.
I'm definitely going Dante here. Because just looking at his moves and all that, he definitely relies more on teamwork. And even when his moves surround around it.
So Game & Watch,
Dante.
Since we don't have as many guests, Game & Watch, I'll let you have a say in this. What do you think?
Personally, I do see a lot of what Cash is saying. Because yes, I did make some of his move pool to be very teamwork-esque. So, for example, Chaotic Battlecry only helps his team, so it doesn't do anything for him. So that move is just pretty much cut out. He does have Chaotic Intern, which summons a Chao onto the battlefield, which is also...
Yes, but it has a 3-turn cooldown after 3 turns.
Yeah, I know.
I will say in a teamwork situation, Vector would definitely have the upper hand, and Dante would not.
Yeah. But the one thing I find interesting, though, is that Dante relies a lot on his metal weaponry. Vector can snap through metal without problem, but still probably not going to do too much. I'm going to say that Dante is...
So, I mean, it seems like from just the people in this talk or chat here on the radio show that Dante would win. But again, everyone in the shoutbox and everyone on the forum listening or listening this later at some point, it can also be up to you. You know, I'm not going to make a poll for this because I don't think I need to, but you're welcome to state your opinions on who you think wins in the shoutbox or...
No one's
wherever.
Saying anything.
But no one will probably say anything because the radio show would be kind of not live anymore in older news. But they're more than welcome to if they really wanted to.
No one's even saying anything live.
Yes. Okay. They're still welcome to share their opinions on that. I do notice that after I made the item bank, moving right along here, upon request by quote, that he nor anyone else has even used it. So I'm starting to think that was kind of pointless. So what do you guys think about the item bank? Because I should have added this in the beginning of the radio show, but I'm just remembering now that I made an item bank for almost seemingly no reason because no one's using it right now.
Give me a second. I apparently still have malware on my computer.
Game & Watch, what do you think about the item bank?
I don't even know what it does.
Okay, if you remember the radio show, quote, or I think I mentioned this on the last one, or he mentioned it in as a staff suggestion. He posted a topic in staff suggesting an item bank to allow items from characters in their Smash journals from dropped characters to be stored in a bank. So that way the items aren't dropped along with the characters. So I made it, and it just seemed
no
like...
No one has used it.
Yeah, it seems pretty useless. Because instead of dropping characters, people are making more. So I don't... I mean, yeah, it's there, but I just think that if they want to know what items they have, they can just look at their Smash journal. But this was more so for characters that are dropped, and... the player of the character to put the items in the bank. So
that they're not losing their items. They're precious items. My precious.
Right.
What we're talking about?
Yes, something like that. So what do you think, Game & Watch? Do you think that it should just stay there still?
I blacked out for a second there.
Okay, so Kashki, so you think it's a good idea still?
Yeah, I still think it's a good idea. It may not be being used much, but it's a good idea and should definitely stick around.
All right. I'm not going to entirely disagree with that. I think just because people aren't dropping their characters that it's still useful. It just doesn't need to be used right now. Game & Watch, do you think that would be legitimate?
It's your bedtime nearly anyway.
I say leave it for now. Just using it yet because they don't need to use it. But when they do come to need to use it, it's going to be there. So.
Right. No, that's true. Game & Watch, can you also send me that PM about the shield thing because I still didn't get it yet? Don't forget.
Say that again, please.
Please resend the PM about the shields that we talked about earlier, because I didn't get it yet, and I will forget to put it in the rules if it's if I don't
never.
Get it.
We will never put it in the PM.
I will let you in on something. The reason that you don't have it is because you sent me the message, Banjo-Kazooie.
What are you talking about? No, I didn't. I did not.
Oh my gosh, Shadow. You freaking bug.
But thank you, Game & Watch, for reminding me of that. But I'm not Banjo-Kazooie. Anyway.
You liar.
Hacking into his account, that's not nice.
All right, but just to add here. Let's see here. What was I going to add in here? Yeah, just everyone, I'm really strongly encouraging you once again, even though we've already talked about it on the show, just to post in your mission topics, please. Just do your very best to just post in them. Try and continue and advance the story along. Again, if it's a motivation thing, there's an out-of-character free RP section to be whatever character you want and do any roleplay you want in that area if you feel an itch to be somebody else.
Demanding either.
Because
Classic Mode is extremely demanding, unlike freaking and just regular old out-of-character stuff like that.
Right, and it's just I don't want to have to be exhausted monitoring a bunch of Classic Mode topics when there are already plenty of mission topics still yet to be finished. Go ahead.
Never mind. I brain farted mid-sentence.
All right, but also to those that feel like they do like other websites and want to role-play on other websites to help with your muse or whatever you want to call it, then by all means, I have nothing against people that RP at other sites. If you feel like that's what
I've
helps
been doing
you
so myself.
It, I mean, yeah, and I can't not do anything about it. You know, I mean, I can't do anything about it. I mean, by all means, if you feel like that'll help you through the process, then do it. And if you feel like you get that itch to be your character on Smash Bros. Lee again, then please, RP and be that character again. Whatever you need to do, listen to music, watch a movie or something. You know, take a little break, come back to it. Game
Play
& Watch.
Game.
You, yeah, make busy up your life. You know, Game & Watch. You're only able to post like a time or two a week, right?
Not anymore. I can definitely post a lot more.
Oh, he's been going crazy recently.
Okay, well, see, that's good. I mean,
a couple replies to him.
Well, my point is, you know, there was a time where a lot of us couldn't post as much because we were busy. But then all of a sudden, we always get that voice in the back of our head saying, don't forget about Smash Bros. Website. Don't forget about that RP topic. And then we get the itch again and we go back. Sometimes we just need a break. Sometimes we just need to be somewhere else for a little while to come back to it. But don't let your craving to be a new character, your craving to do something else, stop that streak of role playing on the website, because the missions are very important. And I feel like we actually do sometimes scare new members away because the topics are just so stalled that they don't know where to begin. They don't know where to begin. And you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to make the rules even simpler for people in a simpler format, and I just don't know how to do that other than having you guys, and you guys are great, by the way, with saying hello to new members, making them feel welcome, and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing our absolute best.
Yeah, you know, just encourage them.
Hang on
them,
a second, my little brother
point,
won't stop.
Push them in the right direction, you know, just encourage them to join a topic you're in or a mission topic or something like that. Make a topic with them, and find things to motivate you. Sometimes maybe it is a new member, but don't ever forget that the importance of the site rests on you, not just me or Game & Watch or the staff. It's everybody. Everyone works together. And that's that's the importance of it. Classic mode is great. It's there for fun. It's a reward for people that post a lot and that are active, but it isn't the sole reason to be on the website. I think
not
everyone knows
close.
That.
In fact, if anything, it's just a distraction, so you have something else to do.
Yes, I mean, it's a distraction when you feel like you really cannot have no idea, like, at the end of your rope with the character, and you cannot think of the next post, or you can't think of something. It's there to just help you jolt your memory, not there to be the only reason why you want to use Super Smash Bros. Life itself. And, you know, maybe Classic Mode isn't going to be your entire way to go when you feel like you need to sideline yourself a little bit. There's also the free RP section, you know. There's also the newspaper that I'm trying to make. If you feel like you want some time to do that and add an article or something, there's the radio show
you
could be a part of.
Trying to find time to make an article for.
Yes. I mean, you can make a fan fiction, like my Pokemon fan fiction. That's amazing, even though no one likes it. I think it's amazing.
I haven't bothered with it, because I just don't. It's too much reading for me.
And there's the out-of-character section itself, just to post things. There's the plot section to help you get ideas out for other people to join with you. You know, don't be the guy that makes the character and leaves. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say any names.
Sorry, bro.
But... did you just say you, Game & Watch?
What? Yes.
What? No. No, don't be Game & Watch, you know, whoever. Don't be the person that makes a character and just leaves it there and
it's
not post. Be the person that's
not
proactive, not inactive.
Mario, bro.
And
I'm back.
I would gladly say we would let people use Mario and Sonic and Samus if we could, but really, that's not something that we can do. I mean, I know there are people that look at this site and like, I want to be Mario. Did you say we've tried that before?
Yeah, we tried that before. We let somebody be Sonic and then they left.
Exactly. I do remember that a long time ago, I think. You know, it's...
for it, luckily.
It's if they weren't the core part of the site's plot, we would let you be Mario and Sonic and Samus, but they're not. And maybe that is a reason why we don't get as many members, or maybe that is a reason why other people are upset but about character choices or whatever. But it's if you go to other websites, too, they kind of have to do the same thing. If any website that has a plot, they kind of have to claim these characters to be, like, the driving force of it. Or else you're not really going to have a plot. You're just going to have a bunch of topics thrown around. So it's kind of necessary.
Kingdom Hearts has been doing a good job of that. Like, they have a Master Xehanort pair, and he is the center of the current plot. Like, good job. But he's been handling it well, and I've been really liking what he's been doing.
I mean, the only other thing...
It really depends on the person.
The only other thing I can do is pick a member or a member's character and drive a plot around them or something. But then it would be, like... selfish and not fair, because then other members would be like, hey, why can't you choose us for it? You know, it's just better this way to have these NPCs be the driving force, you know? And with that point, because that's kind of going off topic and on a tangent there, is there any more thoughts anyone would like to share about the website or what you want to add or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
If we don't involve you in plots, we don't love you enough. Please leave.
Oh no!
Damn it, Jim.
Okay. You know, that's all well and good, Game & Watch. You know, you let it out, and sometimes you got to do that. You just got to let out a little steam.
You got to do it. You can't lie.
We hate you.
You're telling them right in the face. You can't lie.
I did find it interesting that several times guests have appeared on the shout box and said, "Hey, who do you guys think I should be?" And I do appreciate that. But I'm gonna stop suggesting things because I just jinx myself and I totally curse the site somehow. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've been straying away from suggesting people because the one time I actually did that, they immediately left.
It's just the shadow curse, you know? It's the shadow EX curse. That's what it is.
I'm not joking. I was like, maybe you should be this guy. They never came back. They literally just immediately closed out.
Amy Rose, if you're listening to this, please, we totally like your character, and we like that you're active on the shoutbox, but we encourage you to post in topics. We really need more people to post in missions to move them along. And you can always make your own. If you have any questions, PM the staff. PM any of us. PM any of us, and we will answer questions for you. But
I've actually had an idea for a mission I've been wanting to make for Adele, but I haven't really dared because it would be centered around a completely new area, and I haven't really wanted to do that.
And that's all well and good. We encourage people to make missions. We want that to happen. But, again, don't make classic mode the priority. Don't make other things that aren't missions the priority, even though we'd love to have you guys just take a break and post, like, RP topics that aren't mission-related just to get that muse going. Do what you need to do. You know, there are plenty of other categories and areas of the site that you can post in to just help yourself get back into the swing of things.
If you need a muse jolt, just go to Adele's Mutal Shop. Adele's Mutal Shop.
Listen to Adele.
Exactly. Listen to them. Anyway, I hope that our radio show has been uplifting to everybody and exciting because it seems like it's going well. It seems like people really enjoy it. I don't know how many people listen to this freaking thing every week, but I just hope that it reaches your ears proudly. And it's like a freaking candy store experience for you. You know, it's nice and sweet, and you want to come back to us every week, you know? But yes, I'm doing my best to keep this radio show going. It is very expensive every month, so please make sure you listen and show me that you guys actually want this to keep going. I appreciate all the guests that'll come in. I paid like $30-something a month, which is a lot. But I appreciate all the guests who keep coming. That shows me that you care about the radio show and that you want it to keep going. So that's what's important. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm Shadow EX, your host, along with Cash Key, right?
Farewell.
And Game & Watch. Say goodbye,
Game &
Watch.
Game & Watch.
To the cosmos. Wait.
Yes. Thank you for listening, everyone. And I hope that you enjoyed the show. Ha 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 ha.